98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a $2 billion arms package for Ukraine. Most of the money came from the supplemental funding approved last month by Congress. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says more U.S. aid is on the way to Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. But we learned that the White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The Justice Department says Boeing breached a non-prosecution agreement that kept it from being charged after two deadly incidents involving its planes. Boeing has until June 13th to respond. And the April Consumer Price Index out this morning will give the latest snapshot of inflation. This is ABC News. Due out today, a new proposal on Capitol Hill to work on ways for Washington to try to keep up with AI.
The mission of the bipartisan Senate AI Working Group was laid out by Chairman Chuck Schumer of New York at its first meeting in September.
To do everything we can to come up with legislation that will make the world with AI a better place than it is today.
Now the panel is encouraging a $32 billion increase in funding for AI innovation. But it also recognizes the technology's potential for harm, including the creation of deepfakes and the displacement of humans in the workplace. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And it's happened again. A fifth American has been arrested in Turks and Caicos with bullets in their luggage. This time it was a woman who traveled to the island. She's due in court later this week. A recently passed law there calls for a minimum 12-year sentence for people who take ammo into the country. Other people who've been caught say they forgot about the bullets that were in their bags. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition through the chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, only $10, packed with savings for local businesses. Join the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
Access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, dries clothes, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Are you ready to get money? Join the City of Park Falls Parks and Recreation, Park Falls Fire Department, and the Shawamigan School District on Saturday, June 22nd to push through the mud and muck. This 1.5-mile muddy trail is fun on your own, with a group, or with the family. Proceeds will go to Old Abe Memorial Park, the City of Park Falls Fire and Rescue, and the Shawamigan School District Athletic Department. The race will be held in the fields and trails behind the Park Falls campus of the Shawamigan School District.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The memorial service for Eleanor Fox, who passed away October 1st of 2023, has now been set. Her memorial will be this Saturday, May 18th, at the Mulrich Memorial Community Park in Fifield from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This has been the memorial service notice for Eleanor A. Fox. Mary Ann Gilray, 93, Park Falls, passed away peacefully at home on Saturday, May 11th. She is survived by four children, Suzanne Jarvis, by Kathleen Hamill, by Patricia Davenport, and by Joe Gilray. Further survived by two sisters, Dorothy Stiegel and Patricia Denfeld. Also survived by one brother, James Hubbich, and by 12 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial will be celebrated 11 a.m. Saturday, May 18th at St. Anthony's Church in Park Falls. Visitation to be held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Mary Ann Gilray, 93, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight and tomorrow. Depending on where the storms go, we could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain. 46 tonight, 64 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
The Brewers and the Pirates play today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrap up their series with Pittsburgh today. A full recap coming up later on. UW Green Bay has hired a sports talk show host, Doug Gottlieb, as their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he actually interviewed with the school a year ago.
So last year I went through the process. I drove up from Chicago to Green Bay, and I met with Chancellor Mike, and he was great. You know, they took me around Titletown. That was cool. And then I slept at the hotel, got up the next day. He and I walked around campus, and then we met with the committee. I could do this.
NFL schedules are out today. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will face the 49ers in California week one. The Packers play the Eagles in Brazil.
Are you excited for it? I mean, it's I'll say there's going to be some challenges along the way. It's going to be new, but we're, you know, obviously it's an away game on a neutral field, and I'm excited about that. I think our players are very excited for it.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Softball action yesterday. Shawamigan topped Hurley 15-4. Northwestern was a winner over Ashland 15-2. Drummond, they edged the Mellon softball team yesterday 8-7. Flambeau top Winter Birchwood 21-14. Lakeland over Anago by a score of 4-0. Mosinee, a winner over Medford 7-2. And Tomahawk topped the Rhinelander softball team yesterday 13-2. Baseball, Shawamigan with a victory over Washburn 8-6. It was Flambeau topping Winter Birchwood 15-6. And the Medford baseball team, they get a win over Wausau West yesterday 8-4. Brewers coming up today for you. Daytime, they have a day off tomorrow, so getaway day. Brewers 11:35 pregame today, 12:10. First pitch right here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to get up.
I like their morning show. This is something to wake you up right in the morning.
98Q Country.
If you don't know what CrossFit is, allow me to explain. CrossFit is where you work out in someone's garage with a rope and a bucket while they yell at you for $130 a month. In there, they had me flipping tires. I was flipping tires to this side of the room and then flipping tires to this side of the room. I think that was a labor camp. I might have been loading somebody's truck and I didn't know it. But y'all, I found this. I'm gonna leave you with this. I found the perfect thing. Planet Fitness. Their whole slogan is no judgments. No judgment. So when I come in with a box fan and a carton of ice cream, well, that's how I cool down.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good morning. I'm glad you're here.
Wipe the sleep from your eyes and crank it up. Good morning.
98Q Country.
98QCountry.com.
Hey girl, you know what you've been missing? Me. Hey girl, whoever you've been kissing, it ain't me.
Are you?
o'clock, I should call you up, maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me.
Urban there, messed up as me at 98 Q Country, 26 minutes after 7. Hope you're well on this Wednesday. Some sunshine, and today looks to be another beaut, and some rain is likely overnight tonight. Some areas could see some significant rainfall overnight. I'm a little bit groggy here this morning. I'll admit it that I was up very, very late last night. I stayed up and watched my squad. Why do we do this to ourselves? Sports fans, why do we do this to ourselves? I don't know why we do this to ourselves. I stayed up late last night. I just got a few hours of sleep just to watch what I think is probably the best center to ever play the game of basketball. This Jokic guy from Denver. He's a three-time MVP. If you follow the NBA, you know what I'm talking about. The guy's a freak of nature. I mean, he's 7 foot or 7 foot 1. He's a big guy. He can move, he can spin, he can twist, he can shoot the three. He's the best center ever. I mean, I watch Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and I know there's some older ones that could do some stuff, but when it comes to being able to do it all, he had the opposing team just kind of laughing after the game, saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The guy's huge. He can't stop him. He can do whatever he wants, and it's just crazy, crazy. So I'm a little groggy here this morning, mentally and physically. So we're working on a little special blend of morning tea here to get us going. We have a busy reality radio today. We'll be talking about the outdoors, talk a little fishing with Craig from Bader's Sports Center. Harv Borowski is going to stop by. They got some fun events coming up at Empty Pockets here this summer. We'll be talking about that. Butternut Mercer Softball, Glenn Wagner, head coach of the Pioneer Softball team, will be in. They've got tournament time looming on Tuesday, so we'll talk about their squad. And we're going to all learn together about a business called Pure Earth. Tom Martwick is going to join us, local business, after 9. I think Ron's going to stop on in from Nemeth Implement also, and we'll see what else we can conjure up, birthdays, anniversaries, as we always do, at 8:30. Can you believe, raise your hand, just, you know, can you raise it slightly? You can mentally raise your hand if you want to. Are you still surprised that Sports Illustrated does a swimsuit issue? Are you still surprised? Are you? That was loud. My ears are. 60th anniversary of the swimsuit issue. I thought we would have moved past that as a society by now, but apparently not. The most popular baby names in 2023. The most popular baby names last year: Olivia, Liam. Those were the two most popular, according to the Social Security Administration. It's always interesting to see the progression and changing of the names. The you know, some of the traditional names: the Davids, the Michaels, the Roberts, all that stuff. You know, they just kind of. He's kind of slide by. I'm trying to figure out. I want to know the rest of the names other than the top ones. What do we got here? Liam, Noah. Let's see. Liam, Noah, Oliver. James, still there. Traditional name. Elijah. Mateo. M-A-T-E-O. Mateo. Theodore. Henry. Couple of traditional ones, Lucas and William. So I guess I'm wrong in that. I mean, William, Henry, Ted, Theodore, James for the top 10. That's for the boys. Olivia, number 1. Emma, number 2. Charlotte, Amelia, Sophia, number 5. Maya, Isabella, Ava, A-V-A, Evelyn, and Luna, L-U-N-A, Luna. I don't know if I know anybody named Luna. It's just a name, right? I mean, I think the goal as a parent, when you give your kid a name, if you're going to go unique, if you're going to go something, you know, a little out of the ordinary, don't make it something they have to defend for the rest of their school days. don't make it a defendable name. Make it a name that, you know, is what you want it to be, maybe unique or whatever, but kids got enough to deal with. They don't need to be dealing with that. Family names are always good. My son was named after a family name, so... whatever you want to do, whatever. You do like George does on did on Seinfeld. He wanted to name his kid Seven or Soda. That never caught on. I would have thought after that Seinfeld episode that there would be a lot of kids running around named Soda and Seven. Let's get you updated on what's happening. It looks like another beautiful day. Boy, yesterday was about as good as you can get. I just had to be outside. Yesterday I was doing projects, just anything, just pull a blade of grass, anything, just excuse to be outside yesterday. It was nice for our area ball teams too. They've had some cool and windy and wet conditions to play in the spring, so it was nice to see our kids get a nice day yesterday to get outside and play some ball. And track is coming up, by the way. Monday is regionals. Put on the web the interviews. Now, if you go to our website, there's a label at the top called podcast. What we do is we take segments that we do throughout the week, and this will build more and more, and interviews we do, and we post them on there. So if you miss it, and we realize you can't listen all the time, but it's a great place. Many of you are going to podcasts, listening to podcasts, whatever it may be. So go to our 98Q1 at 98QCountry.com, and can listen back to some local talk from the shopping show to reality radio to our visit with Mary Patterson yesterday, and even our visit with the folks from North Lakes Community Clinic. Find that 98QCountry.com, /podcast, or just click on the podcast, and there you go.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a $2 billion arms package for Ukraine. Most of the money came from the supplemental funding approved last month by Congress. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says more U.S. aid is on the way to Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. But we learned that the White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The Justice Department says Boeing breached a non-prosecution agreement that kept it from being charged after two deadly incidents involving its planes. Boeing has until June 13th to respond. And the April Consumer Price Index out this morning will give the latest snapshot of inflation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Senate Republicans are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' vetoes. Critics say the moves are symbolic at best and election year posturing at worst. The overrides include bills to fight PFAS pollution and a population goal for gray wolves. Republicans don't have enough votes in the assembly for the overrides to hold up. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments Monday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept when the legislature writes a statute that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president is expected to be close in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their three-game set against the Pirates in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' 24-year-old Sal Frelick made a spectacular catch in center field on Bally Sports.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it!
Went on to win 4-3. Manager Pat Murphy and why Frelick is just now beginning to show signs as an everyday player.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is, and then it's not just he's not just physically gifted.
College hoops, the new UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, Doug Gottlieb, told Inside Wisconsin what kind of player he expects to be on the team.
Knowing history of it, knowing that in Wisconsin and Minnesota and in the Plains, there's not a crazy amount of high major players. There's a lot. Kids want to play close to home.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene yesterday, softball, Shawamigan beat Hurley by a score of 15-4. It was Northwestern topping Ashland 5-2. Drummond a winner over Mellon yesterday, 8-7. Flambeau, they topped the Winter Birchwood softball team yesterday, 21-14. Lakeland over Antigo, 4-0. It was Mosin A topping Medford, 7-2. Tomahawk a winner over Rhinelander, 13-2. That was softball. Baseball, Shawamigan edges Washburn, 8-6. Flambeau over Winter Birchwood, 15-6. And the Medford baseball squad, they topped Wausau West yesterday, 8-4.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. Call 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun. 98.
some cheap whiskey and some Mountain Dew. Malibu, Cuervo, Coke in a cup. Brother, I can hook you up. I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it all up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling, I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make you pretty, or I can make you strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, tell me what you think. Said I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. And maybe we should start seeing other people. And baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride. I put on my walking shoes. Up on that high road, and I did what any gentleman would do. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end, flew out to LA for the weekend, spent the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy kissy, smoochy smoochy, talking mushy mushy about nothing. She calls me Buttercup. She laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I'm riding a shotgun like a Shih Tzu hound. My tail's a wagon, my tongue's hanging out. It makes me want to shout. Told me she loves me yet. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. We fly to LA for the weekend. Spend the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy kissy, smoochy smoochy, talking mushy mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm on to something. You know I feel just like a kid again.
Country. When you need a hand, when you need a shoulder, when you need your space or for
wipe your tears away.
Super One with their annual Tootsie Roll Drive. So you'll see them there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So be ready to give a few bucks to a great local organization, and I'll give you a Tootsie Roll. I mean, that's a good deal. Sounds like a good deal to me. Anytime a Tootsie Roll comes back at you, you know that's a pretty good deal. Did you see the story? A woman from Ethiopia claims that she has not had anything to eat or drink for 16 years. 16 years. I don't know. I guess, I mean, we hear that story and we're just like, not possible. But then, I don't know, there's other things that have happened in the history of the universe that you don't think are possible either. So, I don't know. I mean, what is food or drink? I mean, if it's zero on the chart of from 0 to 100 on nutritional value, I mean, if it's a bucket of cheese balls, does that count? Does that count as food? I don't know. But... So she says she has not eaten intentionally or drank anything for 16 years. What else? There was something else I wanted to mention. Oh, organizers of the very first Florida Man Games are coming in 2025, and I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know what the Florida Man Games are. And do that every single day. Brewers today, 11:35. Is that what we're going to do on that today? It's a fun team to watch. Anytime you got a guy in your name, you have a guy on your team whose name is Sal. There was a Sal Bando. There was a Sal Butera for the Twins. There haven't been a lot of Sals in baseball, but when you got one, and Sal Frelick made an incredible catch in the outfield last night. So 11:35. This Brewer young team, when are they going to falter? That's what everybody in baseball is looking at the Brewers and saying, well, you're good. You're a young team. You're good, but it's not going to last. Well, it has so far, 40 games. We're only a quarter of the way through the season. But so far, so good. And they are a fun squad to watch. 11:35 or pregame, 12:10 is our first pitch for that today. We'll talk about some local events. Always, when you have something going on with your nonprofit group, your Knights of Columbuses, your Boy Scouts, your 4-H, whatever, let us know about it. You know, we'll talk a little bit about you for your nonprofit on the air. Email is the best way to do that, wcqm@civicmedia.us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We've got a lot of great local stuff to talk about on Reality Radio. We're going to talk with folks from Bader Sports Center, Empty Pockets. We're going to talk a little Butternut Mercer softball. We're going to talk about Pure Earth, local business. We're going to talk with Ron from Nemeth Implement. We're going to maybe give away a little something with Big G. We'll see if that happens today. Reality is, we'll just go with the flow, and we've got Reality Radio coming up for you after the 8 o'clock news in just a few moments.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8255. 800-281-8193.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-885-9797. That's 800-885-9797.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight and tomorrow. Depending on where the storms go, we could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain. 46 tonight, 64 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
And we're back.
Country.
Get his name. Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Slip